Metallica, headlining the Welcome to Rockville Music Festival. Two different nights, two different sets. Go to WelcomeToRockvilleFestival.com for all information. Get your tickets on sale right now.
The CP3 thing, I'm so glad that he has this attitude of not wanting to give up that final year of his contract at $44 million. And because he is not willing to opt out of that deal, I read, I think it was Barry Jackson in the Herald that wrote it, that the Heat were interested, but they didn't want that final year and they wanted him to waive it. And then they would wink, wink, take care of him over, you know, a couple of extra years and he'd get his money, but not all in one shot. So he could kind of age, you know, with the Heat over the final year and whatever. You know, the $44 million, maybe they give it to him in 2 years, you know, 22 each or something like that. And, you know, so far it's been a good addition for OKC because those young guys needed a veteran to kind of give them that leadership. And for me, personally, I get the love affair that the Heat organization and Pat Riley would have for Chris Paul because he is a leader. And he's a guy that is not going to take any crap from people and is going to want people working hard and all of that. But he's unreliable. That's my real problem with CP3, is that he's a guy that cannot be trusted. And not because of anything bad. It's because his body constantly breaks down. And I saw that there were, you know, there were all these stories about him possibly coming to Miami, Miami being interested. And I was fearful of it over the last year when those rumors would show up because of the injury history. And now he is kind of stuck there in Oklahoma City and will not be traded out of there because nobody's going to pick up $44 million because he's not worth $44 million. You want his leadership in the locker room. You want him running your team also because he's a really good point guard. But I think the issue here with this team or with these players, with the Heat and this player was the money. But I will say this. He is a Heat-type player. Just like Jimmy Butler is, the problem is, look at Jimmy now. One of the things that I fear with Jimmy is that this is a guy that's going to break down as this contract goes on because he's had so much wear and tear. He's already missed 6 games in the first half of the season. And I don't know how many more he'll miss. I don't know if he'll miss tonight. He's listed as probable with that sore hip. But these are things that you have to worry about. And it's almost like, because the Heat would have, remember, they want to open up that cap space in 2021. So they would want to acquire him and not have the burden of that final option. He wasn't willing to waive that. That ended up becoming a blessing in disguise, I got to tell you. Because now you don't have CP3 on this team this year. If you would, how much would that have hurt the development of other guys? Kendrick Nunn. He would have been a lot less on the court with CP3 out there. And you weren't going to play him over CP3 because you don't acquire CP3 to then bench him. You know what I mean? And that kind of stuff you start to think about, it becomes a blessing in disguise that the Heat themselves didn't see at that moment because it's hard because nobody expects Kendrick Nunn to be that guy. So when you're thinking at that moment, you're not expecting Duncan to be that guy. You're not expecting Kendrick Nunn to be that guy. You don't even know yet at that moment in the offseason, is Bam going to take that next step? All of these different things that developed. Tyler Hero, you liked him because obviously you drafted him, but you can't put those kind of expectations on him thinking that he's going to become that guy. And so far, he's become one hell of a shooter for you. It's interesting how that CP3 story affected the Heat in so many ways and all of them positive. But if you end up signing CP3, it might have ended up becoming a negative on the court with the player and that option, And then the lack of movement that you have because you acquired that contract, and then also you didn't get to develop certain other players. That would it almost reminds you of why Flores was smart to go with Fitz and not go back to Rosen, because now you got to develop the rest of the roster, and certain guys that really excelled under Fitz wouldn't have excelled under Rosen. And it's the same thing here. Certain guys would not have had the stage they needed in order to succeed and really move to the next step. And Chris Paul would have kept you back. And if he wasn't waiving that clause, man, he would have set you really back in 2021. You had no shot at moving, because that $44 million would have chewed up the whole cap. It's weird how that story ends up working out as a benefit. And I know Chris Paul, why he doesn't want him, you know, he gets that $44 million. And then when he's done, somebody else will pay him that money that the Heat was going to pay him and break it down. Somebody then follows up with $15 or $20 million the following year. How weird is that? So he knows that, his agent knows that. So why give up the 44 when he can make more money the following year after that? Not 44, but he'll make another 15 or 20 and pocket that. You know who's going to have that option? Probably Ryan Tannehill. Because Ryan will be able to get a contract from Tennessee. And they could also tag him if they don't have a quarterback, just to keep him around for a year. So he ends up benefiting from making that kind of deal. I don't know if the team will, unless they want to buy into it one more time so they can get exposed one more time when the playoffs roll around. 786-322-1105. That's 786-322-1105. If you want to get in on the program,